The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, February 27th. I think today is February 27th. We've got two guests. We're going to talk about taxes. This is February, but April the 15th will be here before you know it. Jeff Chin, welcome to Radio Friends.
Well,
Jeff.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. You are, besides being a really nice guy, you're helping a lot of people out. AARP Tax Aid is what you're here to talk about. So what are you doing?
Well, we have a service at the library and the Methodist Church downtown that prepares taxes for just about anyone who comes in. We try to help the older clientele particularly and low-income folks. But we will basically do taxes for most everyone who has a straightforward tax return.
Now, when you say a straightforward tax return, what do you mean?
We will not do businesses and we will not do farms. So if somebody,
will you do itemized?
Yes, absolutely. We'll do itemized. We'll do investments, retirement. We do a lot of taxes for people who get the property tax credit and the rent credit back from the state.
And you're doing this. You're doing this as a courtesy.
This is a free service. There are about 30 people who are volunteers who work there. We're open on Monday evenings from 4 to 8, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and this year for the first time, Saturday mornings from 9 to 12.
Okay, and the location is where?
The location for those hours is the Columbia Public Library.
Where? Is it in the friends room?
It's upstairs in their training room.
Okay, so
people are directed to the right place.
All right,
that's
so you
really
go to the Columbia
issue.
Public Library. Give us those days again.
Okay, it's Monday evening from 4 to 8.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings from 9 to noon.
And you can't make an appointment. You just show up
you
and you
show
wait.
Up and you take your turn.
So what would you say the average wait time is when somebody gets there until when they'll finish up?
Well, it really depends on – I mean, it typically takes 20 to 30 minutes to do a return. But we have six or seven people working on returns at the same time. So
are these returns filed electronically?
Everything is filed electronically. Everything is double-checked with a person does the return and then someone – checks the return to make sure it's correct. We file it electronically with both the state and the federal government. People walk out with a printed copy of their return, stick it in a drawer, and they're done until next year.
Well, that's pretty nice. And it's all free of charge. It's an AARP tax aid service.
Correct.
Okay. Jeff Chin, thank you. I guess there is no phone number to call. You just show up
you
at the library.
You show up at the library.
Okay. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming by. Good having you here. Now I turn to my friend Liz Schmidt of League of Women Voters.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You are always so energetic and chipper.
Well, we have
and
such
happy.
Good stuff to do.
The League of
the
Women Voters.
The elections are coming.
Oh, you're excited about the elections are coming, aren't you?
They are. Yes, the 25th, which was – this is the 28th, so
– 27th.
27th.
We're discussing what today – what have you got coming up?
Well, 2 days ago, the filing opened, believe it or not, for the August primary.
Right.
So just think, we have months and months to discuss politics.
The filing opened a couple of days ago for the August primary. So we got March, April, May, June, July.
We got a long way to go. So that was our big excitement for this week. Now, in March, I think you've probably heard of the Sunshine Coalition, which tries to make government transparent. And the League is part of this big program that's going to happen March 12th. At the library.
So what's going to happen?
It's going to talk about
transparency. Well,
transparency in government and hope that we can – and what we try to do is encourage candidates who are running in August and in November to think ahead. And if you get elected, would you please let us know what's going on in government and not have a lot of secret deals and all that. That's part of it. Then March 18th, we're having a forum for the local elections, which actually are in April, and we'll be through with those April 8th. But they're Ward 1, Ward 5 for the City of Columbia. Maybe you've followed Ashland. They're having some elections there.
Yeah, they've had some problems.
And we've got the Fire Protection District. Boone County Fire Protection District has a bond issue. And there's also one for the school board.
Okay.
They're going to have another bond issue, which will build another elementary school.
We were talking about, we had Chris Belcher on.
We were talking about
wanting to build a new school, replacing one that can only handle, what, 100 kids or so?
Yeah, I think it's a small school that they want. They want to make a bigger school. Well, with Battle High School out there, which I understand they've also named the new elementary school up there, Elliott Battle School.
Yeah, that's nice.
That'll be the one they'll build, I guess, with part of that.
Okay, so those are all the things that you've got coming up in,
not everything.
Well, you've still got more.
I could go on and on, but I'll save those for
March and April. But let's go back to the transparency in government again.
Yes.
So you're going to have a Sunshine Coalition on March the 12th.
Yes.
Do you think you're going to accomplish anything?
I don't know if you remember Betty Cook Rotman, but she thought we could actually, if we just kept working on the politicians and got them to understand that they had to be transparent.
That shouldn't even be up for discussion.
I know.
They are being paid by us to conduct the people's business.
That's right.
The people have every right to know what business they are conducting.
You would think. But there are a lot of deals go on, and some of them I think are okay, because if I trade off a little to you and you trade off a little to me, we can actually get a bill written. But I think right now government is very rancorous, and I think one of the things with the transparency would help if they talk to each other. But that's my opinion.
And you have your
they
right
probably
to,
don't think that.
You don't think they think they should talk to each other.
No, it's going to be 7 o'clock at the library.
7 o'clock. If you want to put your 2 cents in on the Sunshine Coalition.
Yes.
March the 12th, library, 7 o'clock. It's open to everybody.
That's right.
And it will be open.
Yes.
And everybody.
Yes. Everybody can come.
Will be there.
Thank you so much, Liz Schmidt, League of Women Voters.
Tomorrow, we've got Dr. David Newman on to talk about hypnosis. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Amy Simons, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. If there is something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Just drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Okay, thank you so much for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow. Have yourself a good afternoon. Bye-bye.